Hi, this is Lorenzo Ferdinand from Singapore, coast to coast and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. All right, welcome back to session number 11. And boy, you are going to love today's show because it's a question that so many people have, and that is, how do I contact professionals? How do I contact people who are more successful than me? But did you know that Social Media Backstage Pass coaching is now open? You can learn more at socialmediabackstagepass.com. It's going to give you everything you need to take your network marketing business online and establish a presence so that you attract people to you who are online looking for a business. So again, today's question, how do I approach professionals about my business, people who are more successful than me? And to answer today's question, I interviewed two professionals who are proud, successful network marketers today, and they've escaped the corporate rat race. As Lisa Grossman shared at the recent Association of Network Marketing Professionals event, even if you're winning at the rat race, you're still a rat. So first up, I have Pamela Barnum, a former attorney from Canada, who's now retired, along with her husband, a former police officer, and they build their business full-time and enjoy their family.
Hi, it's Pamela Barnum, and I'm from Fernie, British Columbia, Canada, and I've been a professional network marketer, by the time you listen to this, probably 5 years. So I'm just coming up to 5 years, which is exciting, and I can't believe how incredible the time has flown by. It's just lightning fast. And I think that's because I'm no longer strapped to an alarm clock. I get to do things when I want, and it really is true. It may sound trite, but you do get to spend your time with the people you choose doing the things that you decide. And in my former career as a federal crown prosecutor in Canada, which would be like a district attorney, I didn't have that type of freedom. I worked long, crazy hours. I didn't have time for my then 5-year-old son. And he was really the driving force for my husband, who was a police officer for 22 years, and I to start in network marketing. You know, just really quickly, one morning, as we were just getting started in network marketing, my son looked up at me when we were getting ready for court, and I'm rushing him to get out the door to take him to what I called Montessori, but was really just glorified early daycare. He was usually the first kid dropped off, last kid picked up. I'm sure a lot of parents can appreciate that. And he said, "Mommy, are we in a hurry again today?" And I knew right then that the career choices that I was making as a parent weren't really conducive to raising the family that I had dreamed about for all that time. And I thought I was doing the right thing and realized I needed something else. So when you're thinking about approaching professionals, please remember they are hungry for change as well. They are probably strapped to the financial situation that they've created, you know, the house, the car, all those things. So they have to work really hard to keep that going. And it can really be like a jail in a lot of cases. You know, I loved my career, but at the same time, I knew I had to work all those hours to make that money. I had to do all of those things. And I was sacrificing a big part of who I was as a mom and as a woman. And my husband felt, you know, the same way as a parent and a spouse. So when you're thinking, should I go and talk to that person who already seems to have a great career and they've worked so hard for it, would they really want to be network marketers? You know, my voice to you would be, please do it. You don't know what their situation is. You have no idea what they're hungry for. I think when we start our careers, we are all looking to help others and do things, and maybe that's how they started out. But then they just become imprisoned by that, and they're looking for something else, and you'll never know if you don't ask them.
And how did you find network marketing?
You know, that's a great question. My neighbor actually just happened to be riding her bike one day with her family. We got chatting, and she looked great, so I asked her. She told me about some products, and I said, okay, I'll give that a try. And she said, by the way, it's network marketing. I didn't know what that meant. I thought I was pretty smart. But so I pretended that I knew. I was like, oh, okay. And then as we're walking up the driveway, my husband whispered to me, We don't want anything to do with that. They're going to fill our garage and bring a flip chart to our living room and we'll have no friends left. And I was like, I don't even know what he's talking about. And we never really talked about it past that conversation. Products show up, like them. People start asking me about it. I said, phone my neighbor. She said, oh no, Pam, you just put them in the computer and you get paid. I'm like, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm already working 60 plus hours a week. We have rental properties. We are stressed to the max. I don't want to do that. And then my husband said, well, you can really make money at that. Let's take a look at that. So he shifted before I did. And then I got suspicious because my husband, Kevin, had come up with a lot of other ideas in the past on investments that, let's just say, they didn't work out so well. So I thought this was another one of those. And I was like, oh, boy. But, you know, it really was that simple. And I think that that's why a lot of times we resist, because it just seems like, really, that's all you have to do? But you know, there's so much more to it, obviously. In network marketing, as a professional, you have a lot of skills and you do a lot of different things. But when you take all of the noise away and really just focus on the person you're dealing with and what they're looking for, and if you have a solution that they need, and I think we all do, we all have a financial solution for people. And the products, you know, there's lots of different products that people are looking for, and that's great. But we all have that compensation plan solution for people. And we started offering that to other people. And it was an incredible gift. And so many people have thanked us for that. And, you know, those checks are great. And, hey, I will never say that I don't love that part of this business. But I have kept every single card, every single email. I've made notes from every single phone call that I've ever had saying, thank you, this has changed my life. And that never gets old.
Well, thanks, Pamela, and what great insight. It's so true. We're all basically the same regardless of what we do. We want freedom. We want financial freedom and time freedom. And so often, people who are successful monetarily in a career that they've chosen have the finance side of it figured out, but they don't have the time freedom side of it figured out. So next up, let's hear from Dr. Marie Benoit. Marie's story is really fascinating. She has a PhD in business, and you know what's interesting? She was never once contacted about network marketing, but she found it when she was looking for a solution. So here's what she has to share.
My name is Marie Benoit, and I live in Northern Virginia, actually McLean, Virginia. And I discovered network marketing in about November of 2008. It's interesting because no one's ever approached me about a network marketing company before or a network marketing opportunity before, and I never really thought about why that might be. I was always very busy. I had my own business. Prior to that, I was teaching in a university, and I've just always been a very busy person, and maybe I looked unapproachable, I don't know, but no one ever approached me. I don't think you would approach someone like me any differently from anyone else. To me, it's all about having a conversation with someone, and if you hear them say that they've got a particular challenge that your opportunity could help them to solve, it's just a natural part of a conversation to mention it. I don't think that's any different for someone who was in business like I was than it would be with anyone else.
So what was it that, what sent you looking for network marketing? You say you found it. What sent you looking?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. First of all, I had sold a business and I retired for 5 years. And my husband kept telling me I needed to do something. He thought I had too much knowledge or whatever, and I could be out there helping people. And so I was really trying to figure out, you know, if I were to do something again, what would it be? And I decided that after doing a lot of research that I could help people in some way with money, because I was always very good at handling my money. And I decided to do some seminars on financial stress reduction. And it was right about 2008 when the market really began to go down and lower and lower and lower, and people were losing a lot of money, people who were going to be retiring pretty, you know, in short order. And people would look at me and say, I'm still going to be able to retire, right? And the reality was there was no way they were going to be able to retire unless they figured out a way to make more money. And I began to try to figure out, you know, what could I do to help people make more money? And that's it just really took me on a search, and that's how I discovered network marketing, by just searching for other options for people to make money. I knew network marketing existed. I didn't know anything about it other than I had used Mary Kay Cosmetics for 30 years. And I knew it was a network marketing company. I always spoke very highly of that company, and people often ask me, because I spoke so highly about it, why don't I sell it? But it was not ever anything that had entered my realm of consciousness. So anyway, when I discovered it in my search, I just really started delving into it, you know, because I didn't know anything about it. And the thing that really turned it around for me was Tim Sale's Brilliant Compensation video. When he introduced Dr. Charles King, who had a PhD or has a PhD in business from Harvard, that really got my attention. I guess because I was a former business professor. And here's someone who has a PhD from Harvard, who is head of a marketing department. And I learned his story about how he began, or why he began to study network marketing and became such a proponent of it. And that really opened my eyes. So that was the first thing. I happened upon a particular company at an event and began to use their product just as a consumer. And I was still every day going out on my walk and thinking about how can I help these people in my financial stress reduction workshops. And it just hit me one day. It was March of 2009. I'm walking and it hit me, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is a network marketing company. Why don't I help people through this business, through this company whose product I was using? So that's really how it all happened. I mean, it was quite by happenstance. That company turned out not to be a fit for me. I did find the company that was a fit for me, but here again, no one recruited me. It was a company whose product I had been using, and I one day, because it too was network marketing, I clicked on the button on my customer account and began to learn more about the distributorship option. And then found some people who were in that company, and I contacted them because no one had ever contacted me.
Marie, is there a message in that for people listening? Is there a message in that for being aware of that people are out there looking, but as I always say, they don't have a dollar sign stamped on their, or they don't have a sign stamped on their forehead that says, help me, I'm looking?
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't know. You absolutely do not know what's going on in someone's mind, and the only way to know is to have a conversation with them. It could be that they're not open to it at all now, but you, just by having the conversation, it might get some thoughts going for them, and it could be something they would be open to later. But unless you ask, you'll never know.
So. And what are some ways you've recruited professionals as a professional? What's some advice that you can give for good language for contacting professionals? How do you open the conversation?
I guess with the professionals that I have recruited, it really hasn't necessarily been where I've contacted them specifically and said, you know, you're someone I've been thinking about. It really has been in the course of a conversation that, you know, I happen to have been meeting with them, and in the course of the conversation, I hear about a frustration that they're having, and then I therefore lead the conversation to talking about what it is that I'm doing and how it might be something that would help solve their situation.
Has anyone slammed a door in your face?
No. If they have, I've never thought about it that way. I mean, I have been in business since 1982 part-time, and then 85 full-time. I've been on my own since then. I haven't had a boss, and I don't even remember. People tell me no, but I don't hear that. I mean, it's not anything that shuts me down, or I never even think about it that way. So, but yes, people say no to me, but That's just, to me, it's just the, in the course of doing business. I mean, it's not anything that would stop me from continuing.
So I think the bottom line for all of us, never prejudge anyone. You just don't know what lies in the heart of another person. You don't really know what they're going through, what they're struggling with, and what might be driving them to take a look. But if you don't ask and you don't introduce it, you'll just never know. So go create some activity in your network marketing business today, and good luck out there in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.